True. I have seen this. But what would you? His voice was a plaintive whine. Your people have always been so unreasonable. I am in favor of all the trade our economy can support, but not on your terms. I am not sole master here. His voice rose. I am only the servant of public opinion. My people will not take commerce which sparked in crimson and gold. Mallow drew himself up. A compulsory religion? So it has always been in effect. Surely you remember the case of a scone 20 years ago? First they were sold some of your goods, and then your people asked for complete freedom of missionary effort in order that the goods might be run properly, that temples of health be set up. There was then the establishment of religious schools, autonomous rights for all officers of the religion, and with what result? Scone is now an integral member of the Foundation's system, and the Grand Master cannot call his underwear his own. Oh, no. Oh, no. The dignity of an independent people could never suffer it. None of what you speak is at all what I suggest, interposed Mallow. No? No. I'm a master trader. Money is my religion. All this mysticism and hocus-pocus of the missionaries annoy me, and I'm glad you refuse to countenance it. It makes you more my type of man. The Commodore's laugh was high-pitched and jerky. Well said. The Foundation should have sent a man of your caliber before this. He laid a friendly hand upon the trader's bulking shoulder. But, man, you have told me only half. You have told me what the catch is not. Now tell me what it is. The only catch, Commodore, is that you're going to be burdened with an immense quantity of riches. Indeed, he snuffled. But what could I want with riches? The true wealth is the love of one's people. I have that. You can have both, for it is possible to gather gold with one hand and love with the other. Now that, my young man, would be an interesting phenomenon, if it were possible. How would you go about it? Oh, in a number of ways. The difficulty is choosing among them. Let's see. Well, luxury items, for instance. This object here, now. Mallow drew gently out of an inner pocket a flat, linked chain of polished metal. This, for instance. What is it? That's got to be demonstrated. Can you get a girl? Any young female will do. And a mirror, full length. Let's get indoors, then.